Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Robert Cray bringing this back. My favorite blues man's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sue Hawks is our guest. She's the CEO of Yes, the author of Chasing Perfection, Shatter the Illusion, Maximize Self-Doubt, and Minimize Self-Doubt and Maximize Success. Sue, where's the book available?
Amazon is probably your best and easiest place to get it.
Right. And how about your own website?
The website to go to is SueHawks.com or ChasingPerfection.net.
.net. Okay, so check that out. Hey, Sue, we're talking about... How to get out of your own way, how to find as close to balance in working life as you can have. Isn't the first step in all this, Sue, to make a list of things and prioritize things? Okay, you know, here's 10 things in my life. If there's more, whatever's more than 10, I can't worry about those. Here's 10 things in my life, and I'm going to put them in order of importance. I mean, absolutely. You know, thermonuclear importance. Number one, the safety of my children. Number two, my health. Number three, and my spouse's health, whatever. Number three is my job. Those, that kind of thing. What do you think?
I think that's a part of it. And I think most of us would have similar lists. But I think if you compared it to your calendar and how you actually spent time, the two wouldn't align.
Yeah, oh, no, that's my point. Yeah.
I think what people spend time doing is doing time management exercises, which I think is only half the equation. I think the other part is an internal alignment of what really works for you based on your own personal values, mm-hmm. as well as how much you want to be home, how much you want to be in the workplace. I think for women CEOs, as we were talking earlier, you know, when you're running a company and running a family, you have different priorities than perhaps a stay-at-home mom or dad would.
Yeah.
And so how you cut up that time and what you love and are great at and what you like and are good at are what you should be spending the majority of your time at. Not that that should overtake your life, just you want to get a healthy dose of that so the best you is showing up wherever you are, whenever you're there.
I want to come back to this perfection excellence thing for a second. Here's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you and I both know to accomplish what you just said, you've got to delegate something.
Oh, absolutely.
And
we have a great exercise in the book for it.
If you can't, I'm going to let you talk about that in a second, but if you can't understand that you're not going to be perfect, but you can be excellent, if you can't do that, then you can't delegate. And if you can't delegate, you will fail, in my opinion. But if you can delegate, and if what you're delegating won't be done like you would do it, but it's going to be excellent if somebody else does it, and that allows you to go do something else, isn't that as close to perfection as you can get?
I think it's a huge component of it, absolutely.
So now your little drill, you say you've got.
Oh, I said there's some great exercises in the book on how to do this. There is an actual exercise called Delegate and Elevate, and it comes from Gino Wickman, and I think it's one of the most brilliant exercises you can do to figure this stuff out.
I still keep coming back to something. I'll say this, I think it applies in this case. A guy came to my office one time, and he was so upset about something in his business, and I thought he was going to jump out the window. He was so upset. And I sat him down. I said, wait a minute, hold on a second. I said, before you tell me all that, let me ask you a question. He said, what? I said, how are your children? He said, they're fine. Why are you asking me about that? I said, does anything else really matter? And he kind of settled back and relaxed, and we solved his problem. But, I mean, I think you sometimes, especially during the holidays, I think we get our priorities screwed up. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think it's one of the hardest times of the year. People have so much anxiety about who to please and where to be.
Guess what? I don't have any of that.
That's awesome.
I don't. You know why? Because it's BS. You say it in your book. It's BS.
I couldn't agree more.
No, I mean, I just, my job is to stay out of the way. Now, a lot of people, ladies out there are saying right now, Sue, well, you're a guy. Congratulations. You get to do that. You know what? You could do it, too. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
Do you think women put pressure on each other for in situations like this? Is the pressure from other women on women real, or is it perceived?
I think it's both. I think it's majority perceived, actually.
Yeah.
I think we are raised, and I do think it's still true that we are raised to please, and I think that carries on into adulthood. I don't think we've come too terribly far on that, and I think women in the workplace still struggle with what I think people are thinking about me.
And now you come back to what I said in the beginning about manufacturing guilt. This is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about. Is if you're feeling guilty, if you're feeling guilty about something you should feel guilty about, then that's God working in mysterious ways, right? But if you feel guilty about something you shouldn't feel guilty about, that's just anxiety and hysteria, right?
Well, I don't know if you get it to hysteria, but it certainly could go there.
I've seen it. Last thought, Sue. Wrap it up for us.
I think you've got most of it nailed. We need to focus on excellence, not perfection, and that the myth of balance might be an illusion we are seeking that can't be attained.
Mm-hmm. And is it making you happy? You know, that's the thing, big thing for me, Sue. I want to be happy. How about you?
I do, too.
Hey, Sue, will you come back?
Sure.
I've enjoyed having you here. We'll do it again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Sue Hawks, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Chasing Perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.